Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awake Media, Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, with John Doerr, co-host, and we're talking about some serious shit today. John, take it away.
How's it going, James? Good to be back with you.
It's going well. You know, Christmas season and all that crap. And I prefer spending time with people I give a shit about, like you.
Same here, man.
Talking about relevant, important, necessary stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So as we talked last night about it, we have this idea to collaborate on something, and
mm-hmm.
I'd love it if you laid it on the table.
Sure. Basically, I came across this video last night of Patrick Henry, who was famous for the catchphrase, "Give me liberty or give me death."
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a whole speech accompanied with that phrase, which was
right.
Just the ending sentence of his speech, which is very relevant and poignant today.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks about the same problems they had back then with the monarchy as we're having today with our own governments, which are still basically controlled by the monarchies and the Vatican and the Jesuits and, you know, the secret societies and the ancient mystery schools, blah, 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 down the line.
Right.
You know, and like you spoke of in your video, all these organizations, the Trilateral Commission, all these elite...
UN.
Right.
Stupid bitch,
all
queen
these elite...
Top of the pen. Yeah.
Elite organizations that basically decide world policy.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is far from democratic.
Exactly.
And far from our consent.
Right, exactly. We don't get to vote on any of these things, even though these are our American, the majority of them, of these organizations are our North American representatives from Canada and America. We don't get to vote, which shows the people, these countries are not for the people, by the people, of the people. They're controlled by elitist secret societies.
Right.
And that decide world policy and what's going to happen in the world. Which shows
call humanity and murder a bunch of people. So
exactly.
That's what they will do.
And you know, spraying us like bugs with chemtrails, injecting us with vaccines, with cancer viruses and God knows what else in them, mercury and lead and all this stuff. You know, basically, we aren't in control of anything. We're just pawns in this giant fucking sick game of psychopaths. And
right.
I, for one, basically had enough. And I'm ready now to start flooding the internet with truth. And what I mean by flooding the internet is all their sites, you know, all their news sites, all their you know, propagandized media sites. I'm basically going on a mission until, you know, they shut down my page, and then I'm going to, you know, start up new phony pages to continue flooding them. And
okay.
I'm relentlessly going to pursue in shutting their media down, and at the same time waking people up and showing them the real truth about who
right.
these people really are, and that the people aren't included in any of their bullshit. And that's about it. That's my mission, because I'm done. I've had it. I'm done trying to talk about stuff, reason with idiots that are brainwashed, all this stuff. I'm just coming full force like a freight train down the tracks with the reality of what, you know, this world has become and is.
Better get out of the fucking way.
Right, and learn something as the train passes by, basically. So that's where I'm at, and I'm just going to do it plainly and simply with stuff that can't be argued with, basically.
Right. Unending, undying, unrelentless truth after truth after truth after truth. If you're all telling the fucking truth and not embellishing and not fibbing and making shit up and this and that and the other thing, it's truth, truth, truth. People will they'll catch on to the fact that you're telling the truth, and that
they'll have to respond.
Some of that truth is going to be unpleasant and uncomfortable, and they're going to have to.
Deal with it.
Is it plants the seeds of doubt in the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
These idiot sticks who think they know everything because their TV told them. You know, if you tell them one thing after another that's fucking God's honest goddamn truth. And then you tell another truth that is uncomfortable and somewhat, you know, it's not popular, that's for sure. If it isn't popular, a lot of people don't listen, but it's the fucking truth, so you better listen. And, you know, it's like read it and weep kind of thing. And when you're done crying, pick yourself up off the fucking floor. And be a real human being, and do the same fucking thing to everybody you know. Everybody needs to do this. I mean, John and I are going to do it, but we're going to go hardcore. We're going to fucking give her. We want to be inspiration to other people to do the same fucking thing. And we'll let you know what we're doing, and we'll post our accomplishments because you know I have this policy. It's keep pushing. Just don't stop. Don't give up. Every day, you know, whenever I talk to someone who's an idiot and a sheep, it just makes me mad. And it makes me fucking want to keep going because these assholes, you know, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, the Queen, Rockefeller, Rothschild, all the richest, most powerful 1%, they don't sleep. They're fucking demons. And they have a mission. And it ain't good news, that's for sure.
Definitely not. Good news for them, but not for the rest of the planet. And not only humans, it's, you know, the rest of life on this planet.
Right. They're so ass backwards, fucked up, left brain, fucking idiot, knob, fuck sticks. I wish I could line them all up and shoot them in the head. But there's another way that's nonviolent. This is a war for the mind. This is a war for the understanding by all that what is being done to us is not only criminal, it's evil, and it's malicious. And we have to put a stop to it. And John and I, you know, if you want to leave it all up to us, we'll do it. But, you know, if you get mowed down in the process because you fucking laid on your ass and did nothing... can't say we didn't warn you.
Right.
So, I'm fired up, man. So what we're gonna do now is gonna make a video. We're taking the video you had me watch last night. Who was the guy? Alan? No, it's Alan.
Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry. I was screwed up. He's the one who says, "Give me death or give me liberty." Those are pretty cut and dry fucking choices, okay? Do you want to be free or do you want to be a slave? And in being a slave, you're already fucking dead. Your life is valueless. So I think most people that have sane mind would agree that having liberty is better to have. And in his speech, he explains what they've tried and what hasn't worked. And it is a parallel to our time. War is at the gate, at the doorstep.
Excuse me. Yeah.
So.
It is. It's already here. It's already begun.
It's already here. We have to act. Right. We have to, you know, either engage in whatever manner you will, but really the war lies with on our side is to get people's minds on the right fucking track.
Right.
So that they snap out of it, fuck. Stop watching your goddamn television. So we're going to make a video. We'll put it out today. And we are going to bomb that shit all over the fucking internet. And we won't stop until we come up with something better. And then we'll bomb that shit all over the fucking internet. And we're just going to go every fucking day. And I'm loving this because I'm collaborating with my best friend in the whole world who I care deeply about. And, you know, it's...
There's we're
going to
force
said
people
about,
to think.
Yeah. You know, you have
they're not
going
to be able to escape it anymore.
Exactly.
Is where I'm coming from. Right.
Yeah, man. We're coming full force, man. We're coming at you like fucking lightning. And, you know, you don't want to be on the wrong side of the lightning when it strikes.
Right.
You want to be... you want to be able to harness that energy and retransmit it. And, you know, it's so hard to say, you know, what can one man do, you know?
Plenty.
Plenty. You can do a ton, man. I'm living proof. So was John. We've worked our asses off, and we don't reap benefits at all.
Nope.
The only benefit there is that people woke up and got it.
It's freedom.
Yeah. It's, you know, what goes around comes around. If you do the right things and you're good to people, it comes back. And that's
right.
It's not about that. It's not what I want from people. It's what I want people to know and understand. And, you know,
to stand up for themselves.
Nothing to gain from me or John. It's about you. It's about doing the right thing for you. And you should, in turn, do the right thing for other people.
Right.
It's not
exactly.
You know, what can one man do? He can make a lot of fucking friends, and they can all start fucking working hard at a goal. And that goal
right.
is standing in the way of fucking oppression and tyranny.
Absolutely, brother. Well said.
So,
and that's our intention. That's what we're going to do. And we're not sniveling little rats. We're telling everyone what we're going to do in advance. You know why? Because fuck them. That's why.
Fuck those assholes, man.
We're going to demonstrate what honest good men do with their minds and with their hearts and with their souls. Not the opposite of what's been happening for decades and decades with the tyrants and despotic scumbags that control the planet right now. It's lesson time.
Yeah.
And
wake and bake and shake and
that's
rake
right.
the fucking scumbag shit off the ground and fucking dump it in the garbage and burn it. You know, like, honestly, it's really hard to not want to be violent. But
right.
There's something that is acceptable. It's, the word is mightier than the sword.
That's right.
That is, sword and word are the same fucking word. It's an anagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the word is mightier than the pen, or the pen is mightier than the sword. It's the word, the fucking word, the spoken word. If you
right.
tell the truth and you keep telling the truth, it will fucking ring bells, man.
That's right. We're about to gong the bell tonight. And
you just gave me an idea.
From here on in.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the freedom
in,
bell
like,
is about to be rung.
Right on. From here on in, it's like do or die, you know? Fuck.
Right.
The stupid bitch queen said, and she slipped up in her first taping of her Christmas message. She said, "This will be your last Christmas."
Right.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah, well, we've yet to see that yet.
Well, you
might
know,
be her last Christmas.
Yeah, maybe.
How about that?
How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Her and her old fucking shitball family.
That's
right. So, I'm ready to get to work. How about you?
Me too, man.
All right, so we're going to put out a video. You'll see it later. Actually, I'll include this radio broadcast with the video. And we're coming at you. Fuck, I'm using all my talents and my skills and my fucking...
Absolutely, brother. Here we come.
Ready all right, here
not.
We go. Okay.
That's right.
All right, I'll let you go, bud.
All right. Bye.
Bye.